Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the privilege of reading Parshas Re'eh. It's also going to be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which creates a very major excitement as far as the month of Elul is concerned. The Torah begins the Parsha by telling us, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Ayom Bracho Klala, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know the fact that he's going to be giving us a bracha and a klala. Es ha-bracha, the Torah tells us, the bracha is asher, that tishmu, you should listen. So Rav Shaul Yisraeli seized on the idea that the pasuk says, es ha-bracha asher tishmu, instead of the standard, es ha-bracha im tishmu, that you'll receive a bracha if you listen. So Rav Shaul Yisraeli Zatzal pointed out that the main bracha is not the reward that comes from keeping the challenge, but rather the reward is in the challenge of listening all by itself. One who gets this, the idea of finding satisfaction in listening to the word of Hashem, will find satisfaction in life itself, because all of a sudden life now has a purpose. In other words, normally we run through life trying to fill that which we find lacking in our existence, and how to fill that which is missing within our lives. We're always running after something to try to find and try to add. But the answer is simple. If we're missing the awareness of our greatest tools at our disposal, ourselves, then we're going to find life lacking. Es ha-bracha asher tishmu, the first lesson of life is asher tishmu, stop and listen, and then you will find that there is a great bracha to be filled. Then later on in the parasha we're told that as opposed to the avodah zarah, which we're commanded to destroy, l'shichno sidrashu, when it comes to the Shekhinah of Hashem, we have a responsibility to seek out Hashem's Shekhinah. Now, what does the pasuk l'shichno sidrashu mean? So the Rambam understands the biblical obligation of davening to be in part to daven towards the Mikdash. That is to say, that's the source for the practice of facing east when one is davening, that one has a responsibility to face the right direction when one davens. The Nitziv writes that this is the understanding that the Rambam had of our pasuk. He sees that wherever it says the Shechno Sidrashu, whenever we say that we should be Doresh Hashem, like by Rivka, it says Vatelach Lidrosh Hashem, that seems to refer to some concept of Tfila. Drishas Hashem is Tfila, and therefore what the Rambam is trying to tell us is to be Doresh Hashem, you have to face the east, or the direction towards the Mikdash, depending on where you're standing. So Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter Shlita added that there's an additional level of interpretation here, namely that after deciding to build a Mikdash, one must ask the Navi for approval. That is to say, a person has a responsibility to realize, Am Yisrael has a responsibility to realize, that in order to be able to create a Beis HaMikdash, one has to go ahead and ask and receive authorization from the Navi. This was one of the challenges that existed when Rav Tzvi Kalischer, who wrote the Drishas Tzion, wanted to order the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. The idea of needing a Navi to approve was proving to be difficult. And even in the Gemara we find that the second Beis HaMikdash needed a Navi. That's why Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi existed. Each one offered a different approval part of the process in order for Am Yisrael to be able to have the new Beis HaMikdash. So we need the Beis HaMikdash, we need a Navi to authorize the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Later on in the parasha, we're told, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, that one needs to go ahead and follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now normally we would find the word achar used, but the Torah here uses the word acharei. Now, achar and acharei both refer to going after or going behind Hashem. But the word achar seems to imply a closer following. Hashem goes first, I'm right behind, I am achar. Acharei implies more of a distance. The Sefer Mayana Shel Torah quotes a conversation that seemed to take place between the Chafetz Chaim and the Ger Rebbe as to why the more distant Acharei is used in this week's Sedra in Perek Gimel Pasuk Hei as opposed to Achar. So the Ger Rebbe is quoted as having explained that the further one feels from Hashem, the closer he's likely to get due to the desire that's mentioned at the end of the Pasuk, Ubo Sid Bakun, to cleave to Hashem. And so therefore, by recognizing how far we are, we will push ourselves to get closer in the process. However, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita added that that's impossible to be close to Hashem, that alternatively one might suggest that to be right behind Hashem, that's like being right on top of the sun. The whole experience of being in Hashem's presence is achieved in seeing the whole picture. Seeing the whole picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the best of the human's ability comes from seeing just how far HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that distance, the whole full picture. It's like sometimes when you get too close to a photo, you can't see the forest from the trees. We need to have that in order for us to develop an appreciation for Hashem. And then at the end of the pasuk tells us, Ubo Sid Bakun. What does it mean to cleave to Hashem, to stick to Him? Ubo Sid Bakun. So what is the love of Hashem towards Hashem from a person all about? And how does one achieve this Dveikus? Is it just singing songs by a band of the same name? So David Pavarsky, the late great Rosh Yeshiva Panovich, explained that it's based on the idea of following that which Hashem does. The Gemara in Sota on Daf Yudal Amud Aleph understands that there's a concept called Mahu Afata. And that means that when we follow Hashem's ways, then that's what we call cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the love. And that's what Chana says when she notes that there is Ein Kadosh Ka Hashem ki Ein Baltecha. There's no one Kadosh like Hashem, there's none like Him. The connection between a Kadosh and Ein Biltecha is the understanding that when one follows Hashem's path and turns down his own desires, then the person by definition is more Kadosh and sticking to Hashem's plan for him. When your person follows Hashem's path and makes it his business, then of course he's more Kadosh. And this is what Rav David Pavarsky wants us to understand. Torah tells us later in the parasha, right? Lo sachmol alav, velo sachasenu. When we get to the mesis, we're told, don't take pity on him, don't be compassionate, and don't conceal him. And the question is why? So Rav Aaron Cutler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, notes that the compassion that's shown to all Jews is directly challenged by this harsh punishment that's doled out to the mesis. And Rav Aaron Zatzal adds that if this is the case in regard to the Mesis, who tries to take people away from Judaism, then the contrapositive must be true for the Makariv. That is to say, the Makariv we're told to show tremendous compassion for, and we're supposed to be very careful to take compassion and pity on him. Rav Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, added that the Mesis is an individual who tries to destroy the world, but one who tries to bring Jews back is building many, many worlds in the process. So it makes a lot of sense why we are so, so opposed to the Mesis, but we go out of our way to do the opposite for the Makariv. Torah tells us, Banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem losus, go to do. And in an additional level of interpretation, the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Yud Gimel notes that we're not permitted to make agudos, agudos, we're not permitted to make different groups. So if that's the case, how do we have such diversity in Yiddishkeit? How is it possible to get to this level of diversity if it's forbidden? This doesn't make sense. So Rav Aaron Leib Steinman Shlita explains that the Isser is based on the idea that the Torah should not look like it has 11 different versions. To the single individual looking at the Torah, he has a responsibility to know in the same place there shouldn't be 11 different versions. That's agudos agudos. But that's the case only when you look at it that way all at once. Different minhagim in different places, the fact that the Jews in the other side of the moon in Yemen have one set of customs and the Jews in Germany have another set of customs, that's not called agudos agudos, that's called the reflection of the diversity of Am Yisrael. We know that there were 11 different uschaya tefillah. Rabbi Shechter always likes to quote the Magen Avraham, and points out that each shevet had its own way of being mispaled. There were 13 nuschos, the Magen Avraham notes. So, again, if it was a question of agudos agudos, there wouldn't be allowed to be 13 different versions, there would be only one version. What the Torah is trying to record and recognize is the understanding that when it's overt and thrown in the face, So that would be a problem. That was Rav Ovadia Zecher Tzadik Livracha's understanding when he called for a pan-Svardic unique tefillah, that everyone should follow Maran Beit Yosef. There shouldn't be agudos within the culture that is Svaradi. That wasn't agreed to by everybody. The Ben Ish Chai followers had a problem with the issue, but certainly it's an issue to put on the table. In the end of the parasha, we have all the section of the Moados, and we're told in regard to the holiday of Shavuos that we have a responsibility of Simcha, v'halevi asher b'sharecha, that the Levi in your gates. Now why does the Pasuk mention Levi in your midst, specifically in regard to Shavuos, and the Simcha that's associated with that Yom Tov? So Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explains that the Gemara notes that Akol Modim, everyone agrees that on Shavuos, by Inan Nami Lochem, you still need Lochem. Now, for a Levi and other Talmidei Chachamim, this makes good sense. After all, the Levi for sure is involved in learning. It's the Gashmius that comes along with it, the Lochem that comes along with it, that needs to be achieved. But what about the person who's working? What about the person who's not involved in Limud HaTorah B'chol Kocho? Maybe for him, we don't need all the lachem. That's why the Torah comes back and tells us that we have a responsibility to bring the Levi into our house, and not Shevet Levi alone, says the Rambam, but anyone who's Mekadesh himself, Kodesh Kadashim. Right? And so therefore we're told to take those Levim into our midst and make sure that the Simcha begins in the right place, and to go on from there. Finally, this coming week, there's some discussion as to what the correct form of the Haftorah is. Should one read the Haftorah for the Shiva de Nechemta? After all, the regular Haftorah for A is the regular Haftorah. Or perhaps we should interrupt the regular order and read the special Haftorah for Shabbos or Shchardesh. There is such a discussion. There are different customs. Here in Elizabeth, New Jersey, where this year originates, the practice in the community is very simple. What we do is we read the Shabbos, the Haftorah for Shabbos or Shchardesh. What we will do in 2 weeks' time in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei is we will add the Haftorah for Parshas Re'eh to the Haftorah of Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. Why, you may ask? Why not just do it and add it in order and put it in next week? Well, if you look to Parshas Noach, you will discover the answer. In Parshas Noach, we actually lay in the Haftorah for Re'eh coupled with the Haftorah for Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. And we combine it into one slightly longer Haftorah. That being the case, we can do that again in the Shiva de Nechemta cycle. They are, indeed, one right after the other in the book of Yeshayahu. So the thought I want to express for today will come from the Haftorah for Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, consistent with the minhag of the place where I find myself. And the Haftorah tells us, Hashamayim kisiva ares hadom raglai. The Navi tells us that the fact that the land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is my footstool. And what does Yeshayahu mean in this description? So Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal explained that the humans, as opposed to Malachim, are able to choose to serve Hashem or not to choose to do so. Everything else in creation submits itself to the instinctual will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is brought down to earth by the man's service of Hashem. And that's what's meant, V'aretz Hadom Ragloi, that's where I can rest my feet. Why is that? Because man has made it available to go ahead and do so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benefited from the fact that Malocho La'aretz Kvodo, we benefit from the world that is filled with the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it is our job to bring that Kedusha around to the world and to appreciate the Kedusha within the world. And we can do so by experiencing a Shabbat Shalom, a Chodesh Tov, and in the advancing Yamim Tovim, Ekseva Vachasima Tova, a good Kevenched Yar to you and to all.